Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath Services. Well, it's the first time we've had a Sabbath in a long time that's on the first day of the new year of the Roman calendar. And here we are, 2022, and prophecies marching on. Things are developing and taking place. Now, before we get started, I'm going to mention it again. You need the book, Daniel and Revelation series, with the CD messages that go with it, okay? This will really help you get everything in line. And it comes with a big chart, okay? And it's both sides. And it has everything laid out so that you can see where all the major events take place during the last 7 years. Okay? Now then, for more understanding of the timing of the book of Daniel, you need the appointed times of Jesus the Messiah. Okay? One more. This is the key. You can't get along without it. This is the key that really helps unlock all the prophecies of the end time. And the things that we do, people are beginning to label as Judaism. Well, it's not. Today, we're going to cover some things in the book of Revelation again, because there are many things developing that are going to take place, are taking place, and will take place. Now, we're going to cover about the mark of the beast today as well. And you'd be surprised how far along that they are with bringing this in. Now, there are four short videos that we're going to post online, and I hope to have them on one of the next Church at Homes on the Mark of the Beast. And it's going to come as a wonderful thing and help solve all the problems.
First came the credit card swipe and then the tap, and now just a wave of the hand can process a payment.
So the future just keeps coming. Let's check in with
fast
Jason Carr in the carport. Jason, what the mark of the beast is going on?
Amazon is rolling out palm scanners at one of its Whole Foods stores in Seattle. The technology called Amazon One allows shoppers to pay for their purchases by holding their hands above a scanner. Before you can use it, you have to give the company your credit card information and palm print. Amazon has been testing the system at its Amazon Go and Amazon Go grocery stores. The company plans to bring it to 8 Seattle area Whole Foods stores in the coming months.
So I have a chip implant in my arm, and I have programmed the chip so that I have my COVID passport and on the chip. And the reason is that I always want to have it accessible. And when I read my chip, I just swipe my phone on the chip and then I unlock. And it opens up, this is a PDF, which is my COVID passport. And this means that it's always accessible for me or for anyone else really who wants to read me. For example, if I go to the movies or go to a shopping center, then people will be able to check my status, even if I don't have my phone.
Look at your M closely. There's a gap right here in the letter M. It's never connected. So you go into Hebrew. The letter Vav is also the number 6. Short top, long tail. short top, long tail. You could have here in Hebrew 666 on the can. But my interest is the word monster. Here is the message. Antichrist. 666 in Hebrew. And then the Bible talks about the beast in Revelation. And look at Monster's ad. This is their statement. You see these M's everywhere. Hats, t-shirts, bumper stickers. Is there another agenda here? If God can use people and product, so can Satan.
We live in an age where everything is being modified and changed to adapt and prepare the way for the revelation of the Antichrist. Absolutely true. What do you need in order to have the mark of the beast work? You need to have a digital identification of every person in the world. So they're busy doing that right now. Okay. How many here have a Social Security number? Is it digitized? Yes, it is. In Washington, D.C. Right? Okay. Book of Revelation. Let's start off by asking the question, when will the two witnesses come on the scene? And when will the church, part of the church that goes to a place of safety, when will they go? Okay. Now, we saw last time, Revelation 6, that the second seal takes away peace. So there has to be a time of peace, and there has to be an agreement, like Daniel 9 says. And then that agreement is broken in the middle of the seven-year period, or at 3.5 years. Now, what we're going to find out is that 3.5 years is not simultaneously laid over each other. They come close. It's expressed three ways. 1260 days, times time and half a time, and 42 months. Okay? Now then, one of the things that led me years ago, that ended up in the series of Daniel and Revelation, was I asked the question, what's the difference between 1260 days and 3.5 years? And do they start at the same time? And do they end at the same time? Where's the beginning? Where's the end? Okay. So I started out with the 1260 days. So let's come to the first place that it is mentioned here. Revelation 12, verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who had brought forth the man-child, okay? Now remember, Satan is the power behind all of this. So let's get that straight in our minds. Hold your place here at 12. We'll come back. Let's come to Luke, the fourth chapter, okay? Because Satan the devil is behind all of it. And when anybody gets out of line, the establishment elite have a way of killing them. Remember Jeffrey Epstein? Or have you forgotten him? All of the elite on his debauched island. There's a picture You can probably find it on someplace online. Bill Clinton and John Roberts in the pool together on Epstein Island. So how far do the tentacles of Satan reach? And the tentacles of those who own the world reach? Into everything. Okay? Now then, Luke 4. When Jesus was tempted by Satan, and he was commanded to turn the, asked to command the stones turn to bread, Jesus answered him saying, verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the Jews. No. Every word of God. What was the only word of God at that time? What we call the Old Testament, right? Okay? No. Next one is important. And the devil took him up into a high mountain, verse 5, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, and never forget this verse, and those who think they can outdo the elite are wrong. They may frustrate them, they may get rid of some of them, but they can never overcome them. Okay? Verse 6. Show them all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said to him, I will give you all this authority and the glory of them. And that means all their wealth, everything, control over them, everything. For it has been delivered to me, and I, he has to get permission from God first, and I give it to whomever I desire. Okay. But what is the requirement? See? Because in order to become part of the elite, the devil must own your soul. Therefore, if you will worship me, that's what these people do. In my presence, so he will come and appear to them. All will be yours. But Jesus answered and said to him, get you behind me, Satan, for it is written. Now, he's not talking to Satan here. He's talking to himself and every human being. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Okay? So that's who's behind all of this. Now let's come to Revelation 12. So here's the thing that breaks the peace. Verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels warred against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels warred. And they did not prevail, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Okay? So Satan can come up to God right before him and talk to him. And he has to get permission to do everything that he does, as you find in the book of Job. See? Everything. The major events taking place in the world today, Satan is behind them, and when they happen, he has permission from God. Okay? That's why it's important. And also understand this, a little sidebar. Any group that gets close to causing them a lot of problems, they will eliminate. They will subvert. They will infiltrate. And now you know what happened to WCG. Let's go on. War in heaven, verse 9. And a great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving the whole world. Now, we've covered that, we read that, we've memorized that, right? But the whole world means the whole world. See? And if he can cause confusion within the churches of God by sending false doctrine, false interpretation of revelation and prophecy, he's going to do it. And know this, not all the subversives that were in worldwide are out of the scattered churches. That's why we have to prove all things. See? He was cast down and his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven say, now has come the salvation and the power and kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, because the accuser of our brethren has been cast down, who accuses them day and night before our God. Okay? That's why, little sidebar, it's important that we repent every day. See? Because what's the first feast we keep? First Passover for the forgiveness of sin, right? Next one, unleavened bread, so that we learn to get sin out of our lives, out of our hearts, and out of our minds with God's Spirit. And when we do that daily, and what is the prayer, the model prayer? Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, right? Okay? Because you don't want to give Satan a little bit of space. And he's not going to come with something that is absolutely wicked. He's going to come with something that seems really right. Okay, let's go on. But they overcame him through the blood of the Lamb, that's through repentance, through the word of their testimony, what they say, what they preach, what they do, and they loved not their lives unto death. Because they all know about the resurrection. Okay? Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and those who dwell in them. Woe to those who inhabit the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has only a short time. Okay? And when the dragon saw he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who brought forth the man-child. So there's going to be this war in heaven. We don't know what it's going to be like. We don't know how many human beings will be up there. We don't know how many robots will be up there. But that's where it's going to start. And Satan is going to be right there using these things to attack God. But they're all cast down. And he knows he has a short time. So he comes after the church. So that war has to happen. And persecution. And persecution will lead to martyrdom. All right. Now we don't know. We know pretty close when that's going to happen in just a minute. But let's go on. And two wings of a great eagle were given to the woman that she might fly to her place in the wilderness, where she is nourished for a time times and a half a time. That's 3.5 years. That goes back to Daniel. Time and a half a times. Okay? From the face of the serpent. Now, if you don't have the message that I've done, or two or three of them, the rapture is a hoax. See? Millions are not taken away. What are all of those Protestants going to think when this happens and they look and say, I'm still on the earth. I heard that some people were taken. But they weren't. Okay? Now they're taken to a place of safety because of what happens afterwards. Okay? Now, we can come pretty close to figuring just about when this will be. So let's go on. The serpent cast water out of his mouth as a river, so that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood, and the earth opened, helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river that the dragon had cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was furious with the woman and went to make war. Now this is when the martyrdom begins. Okay? With the rest of her seed who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, how close are we to this? We don't know. But there is a generational change and shift happening everywhere in the world. Okay? And I remember one man telling me, he says, you'll know when you're old. And I said, how's that? He says, when you see every policeman and he looks like a child. Okay? Then you will know you're old. Okay? Now, they come back to make war. Okay? Let's see how that is here. Okay? Let's come here to chapter 11. See if we can piece this together. And when it may happen. Okay? Let's ask the question. When does time, times, and half a time come to an end for those who are in the place of safety? Resurrection. Okay. Resurrection. So if you count back 3.5 years... And that's on the chart. That's why you need the chart. You will see the key of that is Pentecost resurrection. So you count back 3.5 years to that point, and you come to a point just after the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, let's read here, chapter 11. Here we find this. We covered it, but we'll look at it a little differently. Verse 1, the angel gave me a measuring rod like a staff, saying, arise, measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it. Now then, even some churches of God say, well, we don't know if there's going to be a real temple or a spiritual temple or any temple. Used to hear him say, well, if they declare the ground holy, they can offer their sacrifices there. After centuries, in the diaspora. Do you think the Jews are going to settle for that? No way. It's exactly what it says here. Okay. So the temple will be built, the temple will be operating, sacrifices will be given. Verse 2. But leave out the court that is without the temple and do not measure it, because it's been given up to the Gentiles, and they shall trample upon the holy city 42 months. Another way of 3.5 years. But evil comes in months, 42 months. Okay? And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. When does it end?
Resurrection.
The resurrection. Okay. How many days were they dead on the streets of Jerusalem? 3.5. So you have 1,263.5 days, right? Okay. Now, you count backwards from Pentecost, and you come to the time just after the church who go to a place of safety are taken. So the two witnesses come on then. Okay. 1,260 days. And then we have the rest of the story with that one. Okay. Now, let's come here to Revelation 14. What's going to happen at the same time that the beast goes after the woman? Two witnesses come on the scene right away. What else is going to happen? Okay. Revelation 14. You have to read it carefully. See. So let's pick it up here. Verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and language and people. Now this is going to be a tremendous thing. Okay. Here's a final warning. Now, when does this take place? Okay. I think it is fair to say simultaneously when the two witnesses start. Okay. So this will be a dramatic thing from God. The two witnesses will come on the scene. The angel in heaven will come. In fact, there'll be three of them. And we'll see why they have to come at that time in just a bit. Okay? But notice, to every nation, language, and people. And is that not the domain of the beast power? All nations? Yes, it is. Okay. Sing with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who has made the heaven and the earth, the sea and the fountains of water. Okay. Then another angel followed. Here's the warning. Just because it says Babylon, the great city, is fallen, that means it's in the process of falling. It's not that it's done. Okay? Is fallen is fallen because of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, which she has given all nations to drink. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worship the beast or his image and receive the mark in his forehead or in his hand, he shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed, undiluted in the cup of his wrath, and he shall be tormented in fire and brimstone in the sight of the angels and of the Lamb. Okay? Now, when does that happen? This happens for the first death, for those who fight against Christ and his saints when we return. Okay? Now, verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascends into the ages of eternity, and those who worship the beast and his image and all who receive the mark of his name have no rest day or night. So once that is enacted, it's going to be something. This, again, is a process over the 3.5 years. Not just boom, instantly all at once. Verse 12. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Okay? Go back to Revelation 12. And it says, the rest of her seed who keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the beginning of the 1260 days. See? It's like it was back here. Okay? And ends with the Pentecost resurrection. Well, I see the time is for a break, so let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in 20. Now let's continue on. Let's ask the question. When do all the prophecies, the 1260 days, for the two witnesses and those who are in a place of safety, when does that end? Resurrection. When is the resurrection? Pentecost. Okay? Therefore, the things that start with the beast start at a later time. Why? Now, the key is this. The only way you can understand when it starts is understanding when it's finished. And you count backward. See? See? Because you can't come this way and say it's going to start here. You don't know when it's going to start. But you know when it ends. And if you know when it ends, you count backwards. When does the beast and his armies and the false prophet come to an end? When do they come to an end? Revelation 19, when the saints and Christ return to the earth, an angel's going to take the beast and the false prophet and throw them in a lake of fire, right? Okay. That ends the 42 months, right? So, you count backwards 42 months, and you see when everything breaks loose. And guess what the chart shows? Right near the Passover time, when the Jews will be offering their Passover lambs. Okay, and that's when he receives the deadly wound. Okay, is going to be like all of those who were against the Apostle Paul. Remember that? He came to Jerusalem, and they had all these men ready to kill him, taking an oath and fasting until he was dead. Okay, but God rescued him. What do you think the Jews are going to do after they have the temple built and after they start sacrifices? And here, the man of sin, the son of perdition, comes into the temple and stops the sacrifice and goes into the holy place saying, "He is God." Don't you think that every able-bodied Jew is going to be out to kill him? And they will wound him to death. But he will be revived. See? And when he's revived, the world will wonder at the beast. And that's when his 42 months begin. Because it says, Revelation 13, and he will continue 42 months. Okay? So that's how you understand when it begins, when it ends. See? So that's why you need this Daniel Revelation series and the chart. And that's how I first came across trying to understand it was I asked the question, what's the difference between 1,260 days and 3.5 years and 42 months? Okay? Now, how does God count time? Does he use a Roman calendar? No. He uses what? His calendar. Sacred Hebrew calendar. And you have the months and the years. So what I did, I did this. I said, the end is the end when Christ and the saints are on the earth. Okay? Come down off the sea of glass to the earth. Beast and false prophet are thrown into the lake of fire. That's the end of everything to do with man's civilization and Satan the devil on this earth. Okay? Satan then is put in with all the demons into the abyss. Revelation 20. Okay? So then, I took calculated Hebrew calendar because that's what God uses to calculate time. And he uses a 19-year time cycle. Okay? And there are leap years and common years. And the leap years have 30 days more in them than the common years. Okay, so I've got it all here. So I said, all right, the end is the end is the end. A lot of people say the Jubilee begins at that time. No, the Jubilee does not begin at that time because everybody's going to have food to live. God is not going to feed them manna for the first year. Okay? So, you have to look at the last year when all of these hellish things are taking place. And that is probably, ring my bell, a leap year. No, it is exactly a leap year. So it has an extra 30 days. Okay? So you look at the chart and you start at the end and you go back. So I have all the months listed out, 2930, 2930, 2930, 2930, all the way. So here's what we have. Okay? Beginning of the 7 years, common year. Next year, and by the way, that is year 13 in a 19-year time cycle. Okay? 13 is the number of what? Rebellion. Right? What does it say in 2 Thessalonians? Well, let's turn there. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Let's read it. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus, or our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by epistle, as if from us, saying that the day of Christ is present. Do not let anyone deceive you by any means, because that day will not come unless the apostasy come first. When does that come? And the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition. Okay? When does that apostasy come to its very fullest? Right when the Antichrist goes into the temple and says he's God. Okay? Let's come back to Revelation and look at some other things. We're going to talk about the mark of the beast. There are still some churches of God that say the mark of the beast is Sunday keeping. That is old Church of God, Seventh-day doctrine. And that's what Worldwide taught when I was first baptized. That was 1960. Some of them still teach it. Okay? Why can Sunday not be the mark of the beast? Let's read it and we'll find out. Verse 14. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by means of the wonders that were given to him to perform in the sight of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth that they should make an image for the beast, which had the wound by the sword and yet alive. Okay? That's going to be their celebration when he comes back to life. See? They're going to say this is God manifested in the flesh. Make an image to him. We'll make a big one here, and the false prophet will make him speak. Okay? Verse 15. And he was given power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast also could speak, and causes everyone who will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he causes all, the small and great, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their forehead. Okay? Here's the key. So that no one may worship on any other day but Sunday. Doesn't say that, does it? No. So that no one may have the ability to buy and sell. Okay? Everybody here has credit cards, right? Okay? I've had trouble with billing on one of mine, so I had to cancel it. Because what I was trying to buy, it kept being rejected as not able to be used. Okay? So I canceled it. But what if they canceled all your credit cards? What are you going to do? It is literally to buy and sell. Now, I'm going to have 4 short videos posted online that will show you how close they are to doing it. Now, maybe some 12 years ago, I gave a message on the mark of the beast is here. And that's when they first came out with the digital angel. Remember that? Well, they have improved it. They have made it better. Okay? And think of this. Think of this. They'll be able to reduce crime and thievery and criminal behavior because they will be able to know where everyone is at all times. See? Now, the small country of Estonia is the most digitized country in the world. But just across the Baltic Sea in Sweden, they are actually putting the chip right there on the right hand. And everybody thinks it's wonderful. You get up in the morning, you get dressed, you go to work, you go out and wave your hand on the car, it unlocks. You get in the car, and boom, it starts because it's keyed to your right hand. You go to work, wave your hand, the door opens. You go to your desk, wave your hand, unlock your desk, and you do whatever you need to do. No keys, no cards. Nobody can steal it unless they chop off your hand. Okay? Now then, they have another one, and Amazon is working on this, and they're trying to get this into all Amazon transactions and Whole Foods, because they own Whole Foods. And it is this. Bezos is working on it. It is to use the palm of your hand print and have that on file, and you come up to buy the stuff you're going to buy, and you got your credit card and your palm print there, and you just put your palm print over this device and it reads your palm. Boom! You got the sale. Okay? Now, this is not the mark of the beast, but the last thing before it. They likewise have it for the eye. You walk up and you look whichever eye it is. You know, if you're cross-eyed, you can choose either one. And you can buy. But when it gets in your hand or in your forehead, you've gone too far. Okay. Now, I think that some of those poor people who attend these churches of God, who believe that the mark of the beast is Sunday, will be told it's okay because this is just for merchandising. See? Just like they told them that this vaccine is sent from God. See? Yeah, it was. God of this world. Okay? Because you think of this. Now, I don't know how many cards you have. You cannot buy and you cannot sell. And that is the foundation of everything today. Correct? Has nothing to do with Sunday keeping. Okay, let's read it. So that no one may have the ability to buy and sell unless he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay. Now, how all of that's going to work? I'll tell you another one of the clips that we'll show, and it shows this. Remember what's happening in a lot of these small stores, because they have these gangs coming around, because you can take $900 worth of any merchandise and they can't arrest you. I mean, talk about insanity. But what is that for? See? So, the gangs are really smart. They run to Home Depot and get $890 worth of crowbars and hammers and different things like this, and they can't arrest them. And they pile them in their car and they run down to the jewelry center of Main Street and go in and start smashing the counters and taking all the expensive jewelry. Well, all the merchants are saying, we need something to stop this. And likewise with these small stop-and-go stores where you go in, buy some gas and get something to drink, something to eat, snack or something, and you go. Okay? Well, now these people come in and they start taking, you know, water, beer, candy, jerky, stuff it all in their pockets and walk out. So now, to stop that, they've invented this. They have special locked and thick, I don't know how strong the glass or plastic is, but you can't break it. Okay? And you can't open the door because there's no handle. You can't smash it in to take anything out. But, and I think they have it this way, you pay at the counter and then they give you a pass and you wave it in front of the door and it opens. And you get what you want. Okay? So they could key that to the mark right here, and you just go up to the door and boop, it opens. Okay. You can't buy anything. Okay. So this is going to be something.
So they look like normal shelves, but they're not normal shelves. Every single one of them has infrared scanning sensors right here for your forehead, right? A mark of the beast on your right hand or your forehead. Speak to it. It sees you. Seek to wave. They're made out of super thick metal. If you don't have the mark later on, you won't be able to buy or sell unless you scan your hand on this. Then it's going to open for you. Then it's going to let you get whatever you need.
Now think about that. Everything you have in your house, where you live, what you wear, what you eat, what you drive, you all need money, right? What happens when the day comes? We are outlawing all money and you must have the mark. Well, you might say, well, I got a lot of food stored up. All right. How long is that going to last you? Okay. How much gas do you have in your car? How far can you go? See? Now, all of those things will come home like an atomic bomb in everyone's life. See? But now they have the ability to do it. See? Think of what they must have thought of this back when John wrote this. Well, how can that be? See? Or even 200 years ago. Or even 100 years ago. See? No. But today, we're there. Okay? Now then, let's see something very interesting. So there's three things. Come here to Revelation 17 and verse 5. Let's look at three things of this world system. Revelation 17 and verse 5. Okay. And across her forehead was a name written. Huh. Where can the mark be? In the forehead. Okay. All right. Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and of abominations of the earth. So you have Babylon the great, mother of the harlots, and of abomination of the earth. Three things. Okay. Revelation 18 and verse 4. Again, three things. Let's go back to verse 3. Revelation 18 and verse 3. Because all nations, now think of that, have drunk of the wine of the fury of her fornication. That means all of her wickedness. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her luxury. Okay? And when you watch that, who owns the world? That will blow you away. It's about an hour long. And at the end, the one who presents it said, we have the solution. Everybody get together and resist it. No, that's not the solution. The solution is Christ. Because that's another human way to try and solve human and satanic problems, and you can't do that without God. See? So even the solution that men put forth won't work because God is left out. Become rich through the power of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so that you do not partake in her sins, and that you do not receive of her plagues. So what are we to do? One, come out. Two, do not partake of her sins. Three, do not receive her plagues. Three things. Okay? Now, let me just tell you about Revelation 20. Revelation 20, this very short chapter, reveals more of the time frame of how everything's going to be in the plan of God than anything else. Okay? Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus Christ. One. And for the word of God. Two. Who had not worshipped the beast. Three. All right. Now let's look at another one concerning the saints. Let's come to Revelation 3. Let's read it beginning at verse 11. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast that you have, so that no one may take away your crown. Now, look at it this way. Right now, we have more comfort, more leisure, more things than at any time in the history of the world. Okay? So, there are going to be plenty of things coming along to try and steal our crowns. Notice, verse 12. The one who overcomes, number one, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Okay. Number two, he shall not go out anymore. Number three, I will write upon him the name of my God, number four, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. So you have five things there all together. See? Which is what? Five is the number of what? Grace. Okay? Now, let's see if there's anything else I need to cover here. All right. Let's come back to Matthew 13. And let's look at the parable of the wheat and the tares. And this also shows you that Satan has his active servants doing his work all the time. Matthew 13, verse 24. And he put another parable before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is compared to a man who was sowing good seed in his field. And while men slept, look at the word sleeping, okay? Remember Laodicean, poor and blind and naked, okay? And while men were sleeping, the enemy came. So whenever you let your guard down, who's going to be there? Okay? And sowed tares among the wheat and went away. 26. And when the blade sprouted and produced fruit, the tares also appeared. See, when they're growing, they look alike. You can't tell the difference. And that's what happened in Worldwide. There were a lot of tares, but they looked like the real thing. See? Let's read on. Verse 27, and his servants came to the master of the house and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Then where did these tares come from? How did that happen? Hey. All of those who became supposedly on a Protestant side, guess where they also went to school? University of Azusa, which was a Protestant school to train ministers for Protestant churches. Huh. And he said to them, a man who is an enemy has done this. Then his servant said to him, do you want us to go out and gather them? And he said, no. Lest while you are gathering the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather the tares first, bind them into bundles to burn, but gather the wheat into my granary. Now, isn't that interesting? You look at it and you think the tares are going to be gathered and burned before the saints are resurrected. Well, that's only going to happen with the armies and the beast and the false prophet. But notice, gather them into bundles to burn. He doesn't say, and burn, to burn. Why? Because all the wicked have to die together in the second death. See? So, the resurrection of the saints and the burning of the tares do not occur simultaneously or one after the other. When are all the wicked burned? After the last great day, right? Or is the last part of the last great day? So they're held in bundles. Okay? What do you do with bundles? You store them until you're ready to do something with them, right? So we have two things. Resurrection takes place on Pentecost. The burning of the wicked does not take place until after the 1,000 years and the 100 years. Okay? That's when they're all burned together. Now, what are bundles? Well, bundles are like it is with, come back here to, okay, hold your place there, we'll come back. Come back here to Hebrews 12. Let's look at that again. Verse 22. Hebrews 12, verse 22. But you have come to Mount Zion. Now that's what we come to every time we pray. And to the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, and an innumerable company of angels. And now when you pray, think about that when you pray. The multitudes of angels, all there praising God, doing his will. To the joyous festival gathering, to the church of the firstborn, registered in the book of life in heaven, and to the God of all, and to the spirits of the just who have been perfected. Okay? Wherever they're contained, would you not say that these are also gathered together in one place? Not bundled, but gathered together? Yes. Okay. Well, what about the spirits of the wicked? They're bundled together for the day of burning, but the day of burning doesn't occur until after the millennium and the 100-year period. Okay? Back to Matthew 13. Now, this is a key. Sometimes you read things and they seem simultaneous, but they're not. Because it happens at a different time. Come to verse 37. He explains it, the tares. Verse 36, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said to them, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. And the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Okay? Now that tells it very clearly. All right? Now, think on this. That's why those who are faithful will really be few, even among the churches of God. See? And in some of these churches of God, how many tares are still there that transferred over when worldwide split up? Okay? They're still there. How do you know them? Do they love God, believe his word, and live by every word of God? Or are they political? See? And that was the hallmark of the last days of worldwide. Political. See? So just because there are a few who are true, don't think you need numbers. What comes with numbers? Tares. Okay? Now notice, And the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is at the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and consumed in the fire, so shall it be at the end of this age. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. He shall gather together out of his kingdom all the offenders and those who are practicing lawlessness. And they shall be cast in to the furnace of fire, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The one who has ears, let him hear. See? Now what you find in many of these things is that the knowledge of the holy days, and especially Revelation 20, helps you understand when these things will take place, even though it appears they are virtually simultaneous. Okay? So we've covered a lot of things today, and we'll have it posted online. We'll have Who Owns the World? We'll give you a click through to that, and we'll give you a click through to all of the devices that are coming out now, which are going to pave the way for the mark of the beast. How far down the road they are, we don't know. But it's going to be pervasive. It will be everywhere. Because it says, all, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. So we need to be strong and realize that these days are coming. So we'll see you next Sabbath. So we'll end it here. Went over a couple of minutes, but that's okay.